Welcome to Crypto Nights, where we help you finally make sense of the trending world of cryptocurrencies. So gather your virtual piggy bank and let's get started.
Joanna, welcome to Crypto Nights. We are so excited to have you as our guest speaker.
I'm so excited as well. Hi to all of the people who are listening. Thank you so much for hosting us today. I'm dialing in from our Crypto Valley Zug in Switzerland, and it's really a pleasure to be on this show.
Wonderful, Joanna. Very, very excited. Why don't we kick this off by having you tell us a little bit about your personal background, what have you done in the past, and then a little bit about the backstory behind Orion Vault and where you are today.
Of course. So I'm going to start from the beginning. So when I was a kid, it's going to be a long story, just want to give you a little bit more information about, you know, where the idea came from, because I'm actually a daughter of ballet dancer and lawyer slash businessman. So I saw my mother struggle all her life being an artist, and trying to make things work. On the other hand side, I've got this huge passion for business and technology. So for the past 10 years, I've done a lot of work in ad tech space. And at one point of time, it was actually last year, I tried to enter the art market space. I really wanted to start to understand the investment opportunities better, and how I can actually purchase some beautiful art pieces myself and treat it also as an investment tool. So basically, when I started to do the research, I was just blown away how unfriendly this space is for people who are outsiders. And I perceive myself as an outsider. First of all, there's so many things you have to do offline. You have to make a call. You have to go to a gallery. You have to know the right people. There's so many things that you need to penetrate and understand better before you can even, you know, make the first purchase. And all of those things are not really very transparent. So for me, it was very, very strange situation, because I spent, you know, kind of my 10 professional years in technology. So I thought that everything, you know, should be done over email or over a website, and it's like 5 minutes of my time and then I can go to the next one. This wasn't the case. So then I started to think about, okay, so how can we improve this situation where technology can disrupt kind of the old fashioned way that this market is used to? And I thought that blockchain might be a solution. With my previous venture in the Hash, we basically also entered the blockchain space in 2017 and tried to understand better how we can navigate in blockchain space for influencer marketing. And given the fact that I have some type of expertise and some quite good understanding of the blockchain, I'm not a technical person myself, but from business perspective, I think I understand it quite well. I thought that, you know, blockchain gives a lot of opportunities to not only build a transparent business model, or give additional features to a marketplace, like, for example, that finally you can register paintings or art pieces in one opened registry, which is essentially a blockchain ledger. But it also gives you opportunities to do much more than that. And for art space, essentially kind of, you know, we built the Orion Vault around three principles. I'm a philosopher from education and also from my passion. So always trying to figure out, you know, the big picture first and then go into details. So our three principles that guide us in creating Orion Vault is that, first of all, everything goes digital. So we believe that all of the things that we value, not only, you know, art, but also assets like gold, diamonds, etc. There, in the future, most probably we will not need the tangible goods to actually attribute to them value, but all of the things that are valuable will be digitalized. So the perfect example is Bitcoin, right? Like, it doesn't have any representation in physical gold, or there's no physical Bitcoin that securitizes the digital one. And the other principle that is important for us is to build sustainable model. So all the parties involved in art market space, we want to build a model that's going to work for and benefit all of them. So it's not only about making profits, but it's also about building amazing opportunities for artists to grow, and also for museums to build their donation portfolio, you know, from position where they are right now to hopefully much, much greater resources that they can get if they are basically cooperating together. And the third principle is social model. So essentially kind of building on this second principle is that we want to have, you know, something that lasts. So it's not only about, you know, making everyone happy, but also building a model that's going to work for many, many years for everyone. So for example, artists right now, the biggest struggle that they have is cash flow and, you know, having resources to actually build their careers. And we think that what we are doing at Orion Vault can bring them a lot of value. And this brings me to kind of the next question, what we are exactly doing at Orion Vault. So on one hand side, we are digitalizing all of the art pieces. So our ambition is to basically create a state of art, digital state of art of what has been done so far, and also give opportunity for artists, contemporary artists, to work with patrons, so people who really believe in them and want to donate money to them, and also have an opportunity to sell their art pieces over blockchain. So this is kind of in a nutshell where we came from and what we are doing.
So what would be the use cases to understand? Mm-hmm. For example, how do you buy a piece of art? So walk us through how Orion Vault helps and who does it help. So you said it helps artists and also existing pieces of art and also people who want to invest in art. So I'm looking at the ecosystem has at least three different players. Can you take each one of these as an example and walk us through what are the steps that they will, how will they interact with Orion Vault?
Yep, of course. Let me start maybe with what we call digital masterpieces. And these are art pieces that would never be available for sale. So how we envision that is that we work with museums and also art collectors who want to digitalize some of the art pieces that would never be available for sale. So let's take the Mona Lisa as an example from Louvre, which is one of the most famous ones. It would never be available for sale. And also a lot of, you know, masterpieces from the past, they are kept in vaults of art collectors or even museums. So essentially, there's no opportunity to own, for example, Mona Lisa. So what we are doing is using gigapixel cameras to digitalize the famous art pieces, artworks, and then sign off a certificate that we encrypt on the blockchain, that it's the only masterpiece ever created, signed off by the curator and also museum, and offering this to global investors to basically purchase either the whole piece or a fraction of it. So you can have, for example, a share in the artwork. From museum perspective, what is the benefit of this particular offering is that they get a carry commission for life. So on any transaction that will ever be made on the art piece that we have, they get 1% fee for lifetime, so forever. So this kind of builds an opportunity for museums to expand their donation portfolio to much greater extent. Investors, on the other hand side, have opportunity, investors and art collectors, they have opportunity to own very precious art pieces that would never be available for them. And they can obviously also use it as an investment opportunity, so liquidate it much faster than, you know, you would do it in traditional art space. Then we have what we call patronage program. And in patronage program, we have on one hand side patrons, so usually people who want to invest in art, artists and artists themselves. And how we build this feature is that patrons can donate some portion of money into artists of their choice. And artists, on the other hand side, not only benefit from getting the donations, but also once they sell the art piece, they also receive the carry commission throughout life. So it's very different model from what we know right now, where usually when you sell something, that's the end. You basically sold some art piece, for example, for $10,000. And then, you know, the history is unforeseen. For us, it's important to give opportunity to artists also to benefit from any transaction that ever will be made over the art piece that they created. For patrons, on the other hand side, in this model, what they get is also a profit on the artist that they invested in. So whenever there's a transaction being made on the art piece that they invested in, they also get a fee. So so this is kind of the ecosystem that we are trying to build to make sure that everyone can benefit. Also, we want to make sure that our fees are as low as possible. The state as we have it right now in the art space, usually fees are from 15 to even 40%. We only charge 5%, and then there's carry commission fee, which is 1%.
These digital images that you're creating, where are the, I understand the certificate will be on the blockchain, but what about the gigapixel picture that you take? Where is that?
Sure. So the gigapixel image is basically on separate, it's a separate entity that is stored on in the cloud, so that you have also security around it, so that we try to make it hack-free as much as possible. We have two tokens that are in our ecosystem, one of which is non-fungible ERC-721, and it represents the digital masterpieces. And the other we have for payments, which is 20.
So each of the non-fungible token will uniquely represent one image. So yes. For every image that you're bringing in into your collection, there'll be a non-fungible token that means... each one is different, so that will be pointing. And that's why you picked the ERC-721. That makes sense. So exactly. What about the other token, the utility? Is that a utility token?
Yes. So we have it for the ICO purposes, so that the fungible token, ERC-20, that basically will be offered during the ICO, and any transactions that are being made on our platform, you have to use the token ERC-20.
And what do you do with that?
So you can basically donate to artists, make all of the payments for artworks, and use it essentially as a payment tool.
I see.
Got it. So you are able to do that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually use dollars to buy your utility tokens. And with those tokens, I can buy a fractional share maybe of Mona Lisa, for example. Maybe
point. Exactly. Exactly.
Got it. So might come across as a very dumb question because I'm not into art space. Well, I have been to the British Museum and several other museums in Washington, D.C., New York, and so on and so forth, and Chicago. I've always enjoyed art museums, but as a naive outsider. So my question is, we are not talking about Mona Lisa, but we are talking about a picture of Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. Do people give value to a picture of Mona Lisa as much as they would to the original? So what are people's thoughts about an image of the original?
Yeah, I think from one hand side, it's interesting to see the phenomena of CryptoKitties that you actually, which are, I think, called by SEC that it's security. That's what I've heard a few days ago. But I think the phenomenon is really amazing that you can actually, on one hand side, with the example, as you mentioned, of digital Mona Lisa, you can actually own a certified image of Mona Lisa. That's something that would never ever happen before. And with the product that we are launching, essentially some of the freaks and art collectors around the world can actually have something certified by the museum and also curator. So it's not really, you know, only a picture taken by your latest iPhone, but it's actually a very detailed, precise and beautiful representation of the digital Mona Lisa. What we don't really want to do, and there's few reasons behind it, one of which is that we believe that digital assets, they can be valuable on their own. They don't need, you know, tangible goods behind them, is that we don't want to securitize with physical paintings at the digital versions. We believe that digital art, also video, music, images, they can live on their own. And the value that they have is basically the certificate, the ownership of them. Also, what is, I think, quite interesting for our clients is that they can expose the art pieces in their homes, at their work. Most of the artwork that is collected by investors, they put it in the vaults. They never see it. They never hang it, you know, in their apartments. On one hand side, because they are so expensive, so it also brings a lot of risk if you, you know, put few million dollar or even more expensive image in your apartment. But also, you know, there's some risk with keeping the art piece, you know, in not great environment. So for example, humidity is very important, you know, amount of light that you have in the room, et cetera, et cetera. So most of the art that you own, you never ever see it. It's just kept in the vault. So from this perspective, we think that we can actually bring, you know, something that you own into the light of your room, of your apartment, of your work. And you can really start to enjoy the art around you. I feel like, and I don't know if you agree, but if you surround yourself with, you know, something that inspires you, it doesn't have to be beautiful, because beautiful means different things for each of us. But if you surround yourself with things that are inspiring, it just changes, you know, how you think, changes your creativity. So that's why we want to bring art into light, essentially. And also what we are offering, whenever you purchase a digital masterpiece, you also get a beautiful screens that actually are of exact dimensions of the physical art piece. So it represents exactly one-to-one how it looks like in real life. And the screens also adapt to light of the room that you keep this image in, so that you have, you know, a beautiful exposure of it, and you can basically put it anywhere where you want.
This will be a lower resolution image of the gigapixel. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. So you basically, well, there are also screens, you know, with very, very high resolution. So we want to use the ones that are the best on the market. Obviously, gigapixel technology is a little bit ahead of the time in terms of, you know, the screens that we have right now for regular customers, but we want to use the best of the best to give the best quality and experience to clients.
So if I use your tokens and buy into a piece of Mona Lisa, are you telling me that not only do I have a fractional ownership of a very, very high gigapixel resolution image, but I will also get a screen image that I can maybe display on my computer or
of course
TV or
yes
stuff. And that's what you're telling me is something, maybe I can have digital photo frames and I can have them show up during the day and maybe even cycle through, and they can be inspiring. I can see that, and you are not hiding your art away in some obscure place, but you're surrounded by it and you're getting inspired by it. I get the point. Did I get the point?
Yes, definitely. That's exactly what we are after. Exactly that. So I hope you will be interested in some of the art that we will offer.
No, the idea is, to me, I'm a geek scientist. Like I said, to me, I may not understand art, but I understand the design of your business, and I'm very fascinated by it. So, okay. So I can use your tokens to purchase. I can use your tokens to, as a patron, to support somebody. What else can I use your tokens for, utility tokens for?
Yeah. So you basically mentioned, you know, kind of the key things. What is also interesting is that we want to create a social movement around our platform. So it means that when you are using, for example, I'm not sure if you are using Instagram.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So usually when you go through, at least for me, when I go through Instagram feed, I usually give just, you know, hearts to every single thing I see, right? Like I don't really make any conscious effort to give like to one image and then not like the other image that I see, right? It's just like random.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is kind of build the social monetization offering that if you are giving someone a like or this heart, you basically give them also a token, our token. So we want to create this opportunity for anyone who is, you know, scrolling through artists, some of the art pieces that they see, that they can also make a conscious effort to donate additional token to the artist of art or art of their choice. So also you can use the tokens very specifically to not only say that you like something, but it represents also a value if you say that you like something.
Okay, so that is a huge extension of the original idea. This is the social extension. So till now we were talking about arts, investors, patrons, but now you talk about Instagram imagery and somebody's who's a painter can post some of their images and somebody can click a like and actually contribute towards that art as a donation, perhaps using your token. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's exactly it. And it's a little bit of, well, I would put it in the bucket of patronage. So it's exactly,
but it's social mm-hmm. much more than I imagined. So this is very exciting because you're now expanding, you're almost like a marketplace platform for artists globally to publish their artwork and get exposure and find people that are interested in their style and have them support them very easily in a very small amounts. But then assuming that they have a large enough base of fans or followers, that might actually add up to something pretty significant that can support their life. And you had
exactly.
given the backstory of how you have seen you said your mom, who's a ballet dancer, actually go through some struggles because you've seen artists and monetization seem to be two different things, and that's pretty sad. So you're also solving that issue of support for artists and art, because I was trying to figure that out. I could not figure that out from your website. I think you bridged that gap, and that helps me quite a bit. So this is great. So can we now fast forward and can you tell us about Orion Vault and tell us about how are you planning to raise money? How much are you raising? What is the time frame, etc.?
Yes, of course. So we are currently at the stage where we are doing the MVP. Yeah. So we are launching in the next 4 weeks. Basically, we want to, you know, kind of make the proof testing as well of the platform and cooperate with the first artists. And actually, some of the first artists that we want to bring into the platform, these are artists from Asia and quite a lot of them from universities. So we really want to, you know, give opportunity to young talent to start to build their careers in very different way than, for example, my mom did. So that's one thing. So we are launching MVP, and then we are planning to raise funds in fall 2018, between September and November. The precise dates will be announced. We want to basically announce it a little bit further ahead, the precise dates, because we are based in Switzerland. Our company is registered in Zug, in our beautiful crypto valley. And we want to also make sure that all of the regulations, you know, all of the conversations with the FINMA are done in the right way, and we also have everything ready for the official launch. And we basically have soft cap of 8 million US dollars, a hard cap 36 million. That basically will help us to run business for 2 years, to become also cash positive after 2 years. That's what we are anticipating. Most of the funding that we are raising will go into product development and also building partnerships with artists, with universities, with museums. So these are the majority of funding will go into that. We basically are a technology company, and most of our team members, we call ourselves more of a tech geeks. So we really want to focus on building the best technology out there with the best security as well. So this is kind of the the foundings that we need to do that.
And Joanna, what aspect of the business are you modeling in your MVP?
Mm-hmm.
You're building out an MVP. Is that for the social extension idea, or is it for the original artwork with the gigapixel image that's with fractional ownership? Which of these two, or are you building an MVP for both of them?
Yeah, so we are actually building for both of them. There will be obviously not all of the features will be available straight away after we launch, but essentially we want to give opportunity for users of the platform to already vote for which digital masterpieces they would like to purchase first. So we will have like a list of options for them to choose from. And also we will have some of the new artists, contemporary artists, present their artworks to potential investors and patrons. So these two features we focus the most. And then the whole patronage kind of model, the one that we talked about in terms of, you know, making the social movement around it, this will, for this, we will need some more time for coding and preparing the functionalities that we need there. So for the MVP, we focus on digital masterpieces first.
So when will you deem the MVP complete? What are your success criteria? Because to me, it's an unverified assumption, unless you have data to prove that already, that Mona Lisa's digital image, high resolution certified single image, will be coveted. Now, to me, as an outsider, that's theory, and it is not yet validated in practice. I'm assuming that either one of two things have happened. Either you have seen other situations, maybe having a high resolution gigapixel type resolution image, which is certified, is already high value. Maybe is there something like that already happening, that you have proof that digital images of originals are high value? Or are you hoping that your MVP will validate that?
Yes. So already we see, for example, Google Art and Culture Institute. They are digitalizing famous art pieces, but what is missing is that they don't have, you know, a business model around it, right? They are just doing this, let's say, for fun. obviously it's not only for fun, but there's no business model around it.
But so isn't it value to the digitized assets of Google?
Sorry?
If Google is digitizing art pieces, is there a value to each of the art piece?
No, that's exactly what is missing. So what we are thinking is that looking at, you know, kind of the success of digital collectibles, right, like CryptoKitties, we see that there's a huge potential in bringing digital art and digital assets to a position where they can actually have tremendous value. And this is something that, as you mentioned, we want to prove at the stage of MVP, to see in our on the platform what type of interest is coming from different investors. So, for example, if they have an option to register for buying a digital Mona Lisa, will they choose it over, for example, some of the works of Picasso or Warhol, etc.?
So, okay. My question is, to me, again, like I said, as an outsider, that is, it's still theoretical that CryptoKitties worked, therefore it is likely. Yeah, there's a likelihood, but there is validation required. And my question is your MVP going to have that as a success criteria? So if your MVP proves ABC, then you will do an ICO.
Exactly.
So what are the two or three things that you're trying to prove with your MVP? What are your exit criteria or success criteria for your MVP?
Yeah. So for us, the success criteria is basically getting the interested investors in purchasing the digital masterpiece, and also some of current artists that they can actually sell the art pieces that they have on the platform to first buyers. So we have also some of the numbers behind it, you know, what type of investment we are looking for, how many people we want to reach before we actually go into ICO's stage, to show to our potential investors in our ICO that we have already a proof of concept.
I like that. And who's funding your effort until now? Who's funding Orion World until now?
Sure. We are completely self-funded. We truly believe, you know, in what we are doing. So basically, we are completely 100% self-funded.
Are you the sole founder or do you have co-founders with you?
Yes, we are actually a family business, family and friends, how we call it. So my co-founder, Chris, he's also my husband. So we are building this together. For some of the questions that I've heard from VCs, we are together 14 years. So it gives a little bit of stability into this into this setup. And also we are super grateful and really happy that we managed to gather a tremendous team around us. Most of them, they are our friends, colleagues that we've worked before. We know each other for quite a long time. So it's really tremendous to see that, you know, kind of the new business model that we are building, the new opportunity that we are building to truly change the situation, not only to give, you know, additional profits, but to give back to society, to people who create our culture, brings some of tremendous people around us.
Yeah, this is huge. Depending upon how much this takes off, it could have huge implications. For example, if you go to really, I'm from India, I grew up there. If you go to really rural areas of and villages, it gets almost tribal and there is art that is produced there, but they're not able to monetize. And this could be a potential solution for them. So we can let our imagination run depending upon the degree of success. So I certainly am very excited about what you're doing and I definitely wish you the very best. I do want you to share with people that are probably listening to it until this point and are really excited about what you're doing. I'm sure there are millions of people around the globe that will be excited about this project. So I'm requesting our listeners who like this to share with a lot of other people. Now, what I want you to tell them, Joanna, is what do they do next? If they're liking this, how do they get engaged with your company, Orion World?
Yes. So actually what we are thinking for the future is that we want to give charity much more back to charity and also build foundation around Orion Vault platform. So for us, it's really important to also give back, and 5% of the revenues that we get each year, we will donate to charity. And we want to bring along as many people excited about this opportunity along. So for us, it's really a matter of, building a very new social movement around culture, around people who are creating our culture and making, us humans, essentially. So that's very important for us from kind of, social responsibility perspective. And also for the future, what we are seeing from investors' perspective, because we want to broaden the platform to much wider audience, not only to people who kind of understand what art is and professionals like art collectors and families who are, doing this for centuries. We want to also open opportunities to people like us, who don't necessarily know which artists are interesting, how to invest. So we also will build indexes so that, whoever wants to purchase index of 20 best performing artists, they can just do that instead of getting into, all of the details behind patronage program and how to invest in art. So this is the next step that we see for us to extend opportunities to much, much wider audience.
Fantastic. So could you share with the people, our audiences and listeners, maybe a website they can go to for further information, how to engage with you? Are you on Telegram, Slack, Reddit? Where are you?
Yes, of course. Visit all of those. So we are on all of those platforms. Handles usually are Orion Vault, and you can find them on our website, orionvault.com. And you also can register for pre-sale already.
That's Orion, ORIONVAULT.com. That's fantastic. And Joanna, are there any other points you wanted to make to our audience? Maybe I missed out on some questions that I should have asked. Are there some other things you wanted to summarize to our audiences?
I think that you actually covered everything. Awesome. So I don't really have anything more to add, except for maybe a request that we are also looking for, as much feedback as possible. We really appreciate all of the difficult questions and challenges. So if you have any recommendations or feedback, please feel free to contact me. I'm Joanna Pavluk at Telegram, and I would love to get some of your ideas back. Shoot me.
Awesome, Joanna. We wish you the very best, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It was a great pleasure.
Same here.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Knights. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now at www.cryptonights.io.